The common story behind the murder of Matthew Shepard is that he was targeted in Laramie's Fireside Bar because he was gay and was the victim of a robbery. Law enforcement authorities say Shepard was driven to the edge of Laramie and tied to a fence by Russell Henderson and Aaron McKinney. He was then pistol-whipped and left for dead. But for years, some say there was more to the crime than that, and author Steve Jimenez has explored those rumors. His book, called The Book of Matt, Hidden Truths About the Murder of Matthew Shepard, paints a different narrative.
What I believe is the truth is that Aaron McKinney and Matthew Shepard had a friendship for months before this crime took place. And that friendship involved, they socialized in the same meth party circle. They also bought and sold drugs from each other. And they did have an intimate personal relationship. To me, that alters considerably the understanding that was advanced by almost, you know, all of the leading news organizations in the country. And I'm including the New York Times, the Denver Post, the Boston Globe, Time Magazine, Newsweek, and many of the major television networks. And that story was that these fellows were strangers, that Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson walked into a bar and they targeted Matthew because he was gay. And the narrative quickly became that Matthew Shepard was attacked and beaten to death because he was gay.
Aaron McKinney, when he was interviewed by police, interviewed by you on a television program or that you were part of, he's denied ever knowing him.
Right. Well, first of all, Aaron McKinney has denied knowing him for a couple of reasons. One is that Aaron was at the time closeted bisexual. Aaron had a live-in girlfriend and a four-month-old child at the time. However, what persuaded me was when I began to have one on-the-record source after another, people that were able to place Aaron McKinney in very specific locations at specific times in which he was involved in gay activity. That's number one. Number two, Aaron McKinney had been dealing meth for 3 years prior to this crime. He was a meth addict. The people Aaron was dealing with are people that I've researched their backgrounds pretty carefully in terms of those who have ended up in the penitentiary, those who have, you know, in some cases continued to deal after this crime took place. So in Aaron McKinney's case, I think it's common procedure among criminals to protect people that are their accomplices. In this case, I think he was very careful about protecting people that were his suppliers. And so the fact that Aaron McKinney denied knowing Matthew Shepard is because that would have opened a can of worms that Aaron McKinney was not interested in doing.
But still, years later,
yes,
to continue to deny that, that just seems troubling to me.
It's not troubling to me at all, Bob. I've been investigating crime stories. I've been in state penitentiaries going back to the late 1970s. And if you know anything about the culture of prison, the worst and most offensive thing is to be labeled a snitch. And the people, again, that Aaron was dealing with, I'm familiar with their cases both on a state level and on a federal level for meth trafficking charges, very serious charges. For Aaron McKinney, then, to be identifying that is, to me, tantamount to asking for a tortured life in prison.
Matthew Shepard's involvement in meth, what leads you to believe that that's true?
Oh, numerous sources. I have, you know, interviewed on many occasions people that were inside the Matthew's drug circle in Denver before he moved to Laramie. And he stayed in touch with the very same people when he moved to Laramie in the summer of 1998. You know, I could go on with other sources as well, but as far as the involvement of Matthew with methamphetamine, that's there. His good friend Alex Trout said that to police immediately after this crime happened. Matthew had gotten involved with cocaine and methamphetamine when he was living in Denver.
So what happened that night is, as far as you, what's your belief on what happened?
What happened is there was a shipment of methamphetamine that was coming into Laramie. This was a regular shipment that part of it was delivered to Fort Collins. It was typically 12 ounces, and it was advanced by someone from the Denver Circle. On that night, Aaron McKinney believed that Matthew Shepard was bringing that shipment of into Laramie that night. Aaron McKinney had been following in Matthew's tracks that evening. So Matthew had spent a few hours at the library bar that afternoon. Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson showed up at the library bar first. They also then went looking at the old cowboy downtown and ultimately ended up at the Fireside. But Aaron McKinney was following in Matthew's tracks that night.
And so that's why Matthew Shepard might have left with him, because he knew him.
Yes, he knew Aaron McKinney very well.
he gets killed because they want the meth?
Yes. Aaron McKinney was looking for the $10,000 of meth. It was 6 ounces. It was had a street value of between $10,000 and $12,000. Aaron McKinney at that point, happens obviously on October 6th. Aaron McKinney owes, I've been able to, you know, trace a couple of his suppliers' money. This was Aaron's modus operandi. He was always falling behind. He was advanced meth, and then he was supposed to come back with the money, and he didn't do that. He was looking for the meth that night.
One last thing for you, Steve. You know, one of the things that has troubled people is that in some way you might be viewed as excusing this murder. Would you respond to that?
I don't think anyone that has read the book in any way could say that I'm excusing the murder. I have said repeatedly, I've said it in the book and I've said it in interviews, what happened to Matthew Shepard was a grotesquely violent murder. My interest here in looking at the complexities is to say, if we're serious about dealing with violence of this magnitude, and certainly in the state of Wyoming, which has had for years some of the highest per capita use of methamphetamine and some of the highest percentage of meth-related crimes, that it behooves us to understand this. We now know things about meth-induced psychosis, about meth-related violence that we did not understand fully in 1998 when this crime happened. I did not write the book in order to prove that this wasn't a hate crime. Bob, it's easy. It's easier to feel sad about what happened to Matthew Shepard, to stick with the legend and the myth. It's easier. That can also be an easy way out. I think it's harder. It requires more of us. It's more challenging, and it requires more courage to look at the complexities of this and really understand it. And for the sake of Matthew's humanity and what was lost, I think it's very, very, very important to look at those issues.
It's called The Book of Matt, Hidden Truths About the Murder of Matthew Shepard. Stephen Jimenez is the author. Nice to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Bob.